More meat and milk production, lower prices. Thanks for being with us, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture. USDA says more meat and milk production in the new year will push prices for most livestock commodities down. Gary Crawford has more.
Livestock producers, no matter what you raise, you will be producing more of it and likely be selling it for less money in 2006 than you did this past year. That's generally true across the board, leading off with beef. A big increase in beef production expected in the new year. Agriculture Department Outlook Chairman Jerry Bangi says look for beef output to be just under 26 billion pounds. That would be about 5% more than in 2005.
And reflects, among other things, the fact that the animals are staying in feedlots somewhat longer in the 2005 year and will be marketed in the 2006 year. And they're also coming out at somewhat heavier weights.
Producers are trying to get those animals to grade choice because demand continues high for that, and the price premium is high, too. On the price forecast for steers, that is a little iffy now because of the opening of the Japanese market after 2 years. But steers are not the only sector that will see price declines. Jerry Bangi says it's across the board, mainly because there will be a lot of meat produced in the new year. For hogs, those prices should average $45.50 a hundredweight in 2006, down from $50 this past season.
We would also expect the broiler price to come in at about 70.3 cents per pound relative to the 71 cents a pound for the 2005 year. So with the expected increase in 2006 of nearly 3 billion pounds of additional meat, we are expecting to see somewhat weaker prices.
That scenario extending to dairy producers as well, who are expected to boost production in the new year by at least 4.5 billion pounds, sending the all milk price down by $1.40 to $13.75 a hundredweight. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.
Have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.